We finished our introduction to the laws of cooking, and the introduction was just that, an introduction with regard to understanding what is a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni and Bishul Deoraisa and Yad Soledes Bo, and now we have to begin practically. So what do we do and don't we do? If we have a vessel on the fire, or in our day and age it could be on the plata, on the hot plate, so we have to know that it is prohibited to put anything in that vessel. All of our discussion until now, whether it's Bishul Deoraisa or not, whether it's Lach or Yavesh, you have a pot cooking on the fire on Shabbos, you are not allowed to put anything inside. Doesn't matter if it's liquid, if it's dry, if it's cooked, if it's not cooked, if it's cold, if it's hot, if all you want to do is just to get it to warm up a little bit, doesn't matter. We don't put anything on the fire, and that means you can't add salt or anything else. We're going to discuss what if you have two things on the fire, pouring from one pot to the other. That's where we'll have a discussion. But right now, anything that's not on the fire, doesn't matter if it's fully cooked or not fully cooked, liquid or dry, you're not allowed to put it in a pot that's on the fire. So far, so good? Okay. let's say... Even plata. Plata equals fire. Yeah. Let's say you have noodles you want to put in your soup. And the noodles were in the freezer or fridge. They're cooked. They're fully cooked. You're not allowed to put them on the fire. You're not allowed to put them directly on the plata. But what you could do is put it at a distance from the plata or at a distance from the fire where you put it, let's say, a foot away, depending on how big the fire is or how hot the plata is. The condition is that it will never reach the heat of Yad Soledes Bo. It will never reach the heat that the hand would scorch and pull back from that. So long as at that distance it will never reach that heat, so then it will never reach any area of Bishul. At that distance you could place it so that it will warm up a little bit, right? That's okay. Yeah. What we're saying is you could put any food at a distance where it will not hit Yad Soledes Bo.
Even if it is Mishulah,
right. At that distance, I'm not worried. You're never going to hit Yad Soledes Bo. What you could do within Mishulah HaBishul, we'll get to. We're not saying that's the most you could be lenient. We're beginning with the easiest. We'll work our way up.
Okay.
If you want to put something at that distance from a fire, so you could do that. Now, let's say a person will say, I'll put it right near the fire, but I'll take it away before it hits a higher heat. That's prohibited. Even if you'll say, I'll just leave it here for 2 minutes. The issue comes up sometimes if you have a fireplace. You have a fire and you you just washed your hands. You want to heat them up next to the fire. So if your hands are wet, you're technically taking the liquid and putting it right near the fire at a place where it could really get hot sometimes, right? So that you wouldn't be able to do. We're not going into all the details for lack of time. We've got to get the general picture. Let's say we have something that's not fully cooked. Doesn't matter if it's liquid or if it's lach or yavesh. And even if it's fully cooked, but it's cold right now, that item would be prohibited from placing in a Kli Rishon, even if it's not on a fire. So far so good. You took the pot of soup off the fire. You want to take something and put it in that Kli Rishon. We say you don't put into that Kli Rishon. You don't put into that Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon is Mevashel. You don't put in a Davar Lach, a liquid that is either not fully cooked, or else cooked and cooled off. Once it's cooled off, so, right, you boiled water, now it's cold water, so we're starting from scratch again, right? So if you have a davar lach, a liquid, even if it's been cooked, now that it's cooled, we say you could recook it, right? So we wouldn't put that in a Kli Rishon, or a Davar Yavesh that is not fully cooked. So if I take a Kli Rishon, I take a pot of soup off the fire, I cannot put into it water that's not, that hasn't reached Yatzaleh Dispo. I can't put into it water that was once cooked but now cooled off, right? What do we say? Kli Rishon is Mevashel. So long as a Kli Rishon is at the heat of Yatzaleh Dispo, even though I've taken it off the fire, it can cook. So anything that's potential cooking is problematic. Until now we were discussing when the Kli Rishon is on the fire. There I can't put anything inside, right? The only exception is going to be things that are on the fire right now as well. So then I'm transferring from one pot on the fire to another pot on the fire. That we'll discuss later. But once I've taken that pot off the fire, right? I take the pot of soup off the fire. What can I add to the pot? So I cannot add to it anything that I might cook. Remember, a Kli Rishon can cook. So I cannot add to it liquids that are not right now steaming hot, right? And I cannot add to it solids. I cannot add to it a davar yavesh that has not been fully cooked. You guys with me so far? Even if I say, look, I'm just putting in, let's say I want to put more garlic in my soup, right? So the garlic was never cooked. I just took the soup off the fire. If I put the garlic inside that pot, I'm saying, look, the garlic won't fully cook. I just want the garlic to be a little warmer, a little softer. That's prohibited. A person will say, I just want warm garlic to eat. The garlic's frozen. I took it out of the freezer. I have frozen challah. Challah is a bad example because challah has been fully baked. So technically we'll have to discuss that on a separate occasion. But I would not be able to put the garlic in even if I just wanted the garlic to be warm. I said, I want to eat the garlic warm, right? No, can't do that. The garlic was never cooked. And the Kli Rishon has the potential to be mevashel. So even though it's a davar yavesh, and the Kli Rishon is not on the fire, but we say a Kli Rishon even off the fire could cook. What are items that can be cooked? Davar lach, that was never cooked. Davar yavesh, that was never cooked. Or else not cooked completely, right? You guys with me? Or else a davar lach that was cooked and cooled off.
So you're saying you could put in a cooked piece of food.
Oh, but what about, we'll get to that, what about if I want to put in a cooked potato? I have a potato that was fully cooked, so that we'll get to. Technically, yeah. We'll get to that. So far, so good? Right, but if I have a fully cooked potato, I could put it in. Okay, so we'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow.